Hey everybody, wowza wowza, 2020 is coming to an end, and yeah, 2020 was a little bit weird this year, but you know, I'm a glass half full kind of gal, so I count my blessings. I have a new home in Sandpoint, but hope isn't that far away. I have new friends and new places to walk, but I still have old friends and old familiar places, so I'm content, and I hope that you are too, and that you are counting your blessings. And speaking of good things, our guest today is Brian Hult. He is the Bonner County Veteran Services Officer, and he is an expert in everything we need to know today about services available to our wonderful veterans. So I invite you to stay with us today. If you have a question or a comment, you can get in on the conversation. Every week I invite you, come on somebody, give us a call, 208-265-8255. That's 208-265-TALK. Get you to the table. And we will be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Become an employee owner and take charge of your future at Lighthouse Foods. Join their weekly job fair each Wednesday from 11 to 4. As the number one refrigerated salad dressing company in America, Lighthouse is an essential business, and they have dozens of positions available. Entry levels start at $14 an hour, and because Lighthouse is 100% employee owned, they offer generous benefits and competitive shift premiums. Register for the job fair at lighthousefoods.com/careers. Join the Lighthouse family and start your future today.
This year, don't bother with that letter to Santa. We've got you covered at Northern Quest with a sleigh full of giveaways. From our gift tree giveaway and New Year's Eve giveaway to our $48,000 holiday bonus and more, it all adds up to over $100,000 in holiday cash and prizes, which would look good under anybody's tree. See all the ways you can win at northernquest.com.
Let's face it. There hasn't been much to smile about lately. I mean, heck, I hadn't seen my smile in weeks. Until I went to Northern Quest. There's plenty there to put a smile on any face. Millions in jackpots every month, great food at Epic, cigars at Legends of Fire, and top-shelf drinks in the lounge at Maslow's. I mean, sure, I was a little rusty at first, but smiling is just like riding a bike. Except, well, I guess with your mouth. Northern Quest. Now playing, now paying.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome with me to Brian Hult, who is the Bonner County Veteran Services Officer. Brian, we appreciate your coming in, being with us.
Barbara, I am so thankful that you've invited me again. This is great.
You're an old hand at this.
Well, I'm beginning to be. I still have a long way to go.
I'm not sure I'll ever find a question that's going to stump you, but I'll do my best.
I hope I can slip by.
No, not really. I want to start so people get an understanding of the variety, the scope of services that are available, so they can understand when they call you or they talk to you about veteran services. These are the various aspects they can expect to talk about and maybe access.
Thanks, Barbara. Let me mention something about the VA. The VA has three arms of it. The Veteran Health Administration, which is the medical. Then the Veteran Benefit Administration, which is the disability compensation, pension, education, anything related to what's not health. And then the third arm, which is Veteran Cemetery Administration, which would be end of life, burial, etc. So what I primarily deal with is Veteran Benefit Administration, disability compensation, and I answer a lot of questions about the others helping veterans. And I also should mention that the VA Medical Center is not really an insurance program. It's really more of a government medical coverage or help. So it's almost like, pardon the expression, socialized medicine.
Okay.
So just so people would understand, it's not insurance. But if a veteran is in the Veteran Health Administration, that would cover for having the medical part under the Affordable Care Act, a requirement of the 1095B each year that they have
to have. You know, it doesn't surprise me, and this is not really a criticism, it's just reality. When you are dealing with the government, you're dealing with complications, and you're dealing with overlapping services and services and names and who does what. I was at a very large urban university in finance, and our student grants and student loans and emergency, you know, all that, it just changed every year. We just got reams of government regulations where they nudged things around. So I have a feeling that it may be the same with veteran services, and that's why you are so important, because you translate all this for your clients.
It really is a blessing that the commissioners of Bonner County have me, because a lot of people, especially surviving spouses who might apply for benefits after they lost their veteran spouse, are overwhelmed by all these blank boxes on the forms that go on and on, it seems like. Fortunately, because I do it all the time, I at least can find the way through and help them find the answers that they need to get.
Exactly. Well, let's take a couple of the areas that you are not as involved with and kind of take care of them. You started talking about health benefits. Somewhere I'm remembering that if a veteran needs medical attention, there are some local options. They don't always have to go to Spokane. So tell them or tell us about the local options for health assistance.
There are two main local options. One is the VA Medical Clinic in Sandpoint, which is the old Safeway building, 420 North 2nd Avenue, which is immediately southeast of the emergency room of Bonner General Hospital. It's called the Creekside Health Center, operated by Kinexu Health Services. Kinexu Health Services has a contract with the VA, and if you go in the front door, it's the first door on the right where they provide that service.
And who can go there? Do you have to make an appointment? What do they do for you?
Well, you do have to go through the whole process of getting into the VHA, Veteran Health Administration, on the 1010 Easy Form, is called. Once you get in there, then you find out if you're in the system. The VA is not opening it up to every veteran, but if you are service-connected, you will be in. If you served in Vietnam or in the Gulf War, or you were exposed to radiation because of the military, several categories like that, they will be in the health system. But, for example, if somebody served from 1960 to 64 during a peacetime, and they don't have any disabilities, and they make $2 million a month, the VA is not going to let them in. They're going to say, thank you for your service, but you make too much money. But
Well, first of all, I'm all over the place thanking you for your expertise. Who could figure this out without you? They probably don't pay you nearly enough. The easy form that you talked about, is that through you, or is that something you get online?
You can get it online, or you can pick it up. Yes, you can just Google 1010 Easy and it will come up. You can fill it in and send it into the VA. Or the easier way is just to give us a call.
No kidding. Give us that phone number. We're going to be repeating this phone number throughout the program because you want to get it on your speed dial veterans and families and spouses of veterans.
The phone number is 208-255-5291, extension 1. And you're going to get Lindsay Halcro. She's our assistant, does a great job, very friendly on the phone, and is very helpful. She and I work together real well to help out veterans and their families.
Excellent. So give a call 208-255-5291 to get the 1010 Easy form, and that kind of begins access for local health assistance, seeing if you qualify, seeing what's available. What about if we're in an emergency situation with a veteran? There's something that he doesn't have a primary care doctor, and what does the family do?
Well, the VA answer would be you'll have to go to the emergency room, but that's only to get the care that they need. As far as the compensation or payment of that billing, that's another question. If they're not in the VHA, Veteran Health Administration, the VA will say, well, he's not in the VHA, Veteran Health Administration, so we're not going to be paying for it. So you do have to be in that. So it is very wise to be proactive. I was just talking to a spouse about her husband who works in Sandpoint, and he was in the Marines for 4 years, but he is, well, I'm a guy, and we're typical guys that we often don't think that we need help with anything. And I said, well, give me your phone number, and I'll reach out to him. And she said, well, I'll be in touch with you. So all I can do is try to help people and be available. But you do have to be in the system.
Okay, that is step one. We have identified step one is to find out if you are in the VHA. If you're in, is that what it's called?
VHA, yes, Veteran Health Administration.
And you got to be listed. It's kind of like being in God's good book, you know?
That's very true.
You got to be in the book of life if you want some of these benefits. So VHA, so how do you find out if you're in the VHA?
The only way you can get in is filling out the 1010 Easy. That gets faxed to the VA Medical Center in Spokane, which Spokane VA Medical Center oversees the clinic here in Sandpoint. There's a clinic in Coeur d'Alene. There's a clinic in Libby, Montana. There's a clinic in Wenatchee, several like that is overseen by Spokane. So you have to be in. But not only that, which the VA has a great system with immediate care. So if you, like when I sliced my finger and I needed some stitches for that, I just went to the immediate care behind Bonner Mall, and they took care of it. In fact, if you're service connected with a disability, you get 3 free ones a year, and then they cost $30 after that. However, I've got a friend who he went to the immediate care, but he never established a PCP, a primary care provider, with the Veteran Health Administration. So he was being billed, and the bill went to collections. So now I'm trying to help him backtrack and get everything set up so that they take it out of collections, and the VA will then pay for that immediate care.
Listen, I'm thinking every veteran and veterans fan, they need to front load.
Yes.
All this stuff. Get your forms, get in, call Brian.
And if you're a spouse of a veteran, call me so we can try to get your veteran spouse in the system so that when the emergency or the need comes up, that they're all ready to go.
Exactly. You got to front load this stuff, everybody. That's the answer right there. So, so that's kind of the health unit. And I see that. I understand now, though, you can help them access the forms and even fill out the forms. You don't really manage it. It's not really under the auspices of Bonner County Veteran Services.
Right.
Let's look at the other one, which I wrote down cemetery, but I think you had a better better name for that area.
Yeah, the Veteran Cemetery Administration, that will take care of burials, burial reimbursement, headstones, flag, presidential memorial citation, certificate. If you want to be buried at the Medical Lake VA Cemetery just southwest of Fairchild Air Force Base or the Spokane Airport, I can connect you with them. You can even get a pre-burial application so that that can be set up prior to being passing.
So that's a form. Is that another one that...
Yeah, it's not a form that I have, but I can get the form and I can give the phone numbers for the people at Medical Lake. They're very helpful.
And a person can set this up years in advance of thinking that they want this service or they need, and they need to find out if they qualify for it again.
Yes, right? And it's amazing that while you can... All you have to do in order to be buried at the Medical Lake Cemetery is to have an honorable discharge. Anything other than that, if you have a general discharge other than honorable or dishonorable, then you cannot be buried in the cemetery. But there are other benefits that are available. But there are many veterans. For example, if you served in the National Guard for 8 years and were never service-connected, and you didn't have an application in or were not at a VA facility, you're not going to even get the $300 reimbursement. But for many who are disabled or being served, there's a $300 reimbursement for burial expenses. Or if you pass because of a service-connected condition, then it's a $2,000 reimbursement.
You know, I'm not glassy-eyed and confused yet because you're very clear the way you explain this, but I can see right now I'll never remember this much detail, and our listeners won't either. So we're going to repeat that number, 208-255-5291, extension 1. You're going to get lovely Lindsay, and she's going to get you to Brian and to the answers that you need. On the benefit for end of life that you call cemetery administration, you said even headstones and flags. And one of the questions I had, there is a beautiful military cemetery that I don't know whether people all know it, at where Custer's Custer's Museum and Battleground National
in Wyoming?
Yeah. No, it's in Montana.
Montana Southeast?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a military cemetery there. Mm. It is just breathtaking. It's gorgeous. Is there still room at, I mean, what a beautiful place to be buried. I know this is kind of picking out a place to be buried. Yeah. I don't qualify, but it's gorgeous.
I've driven by many times, but I've not pulled into that battleground.
You got to stop and go into that battleground. They've got the best museum and bookstore. Mm. They have a presentation by one of the Rangers there. I'm assuming they're, you know, probably on hold with COVID. But and then you have a guided, you drive your own car and drive around the guided tour of, you know, who did what where, and you'll walk away with a lot of disrespect, I'm sorry to say, for General Custer, but they're pretty fair and balanced. I mean, you know, they were, anyway. But the military cemetery that's there is what surprised me.
Military cemeteries are always stracked, if you will. They are dressed right dressed. They are clean.
Yeah.
They are just, it's a very honorable place to be.
Yeah, it's breathtaking. Mm-hmm. It's really makes you proud of your country, the way it's taken care of. I'll say one other quick story about military cemeteries. I had the pleasure of being in France a few years ago with my favorite niece, who got married in Paris. And anyway, we took the fast train out to Normandy, where you cannot believe everything that has been kept there in that area for D-Day and the beaches and the memorials. But, boy, the name of the cemetery there, I can't think of it.
I don't remember
right
the name,
now.
But
the
I've been there.
It's where all the rows and rows and rows and rows of white crosses. It is stunning, and I don't know if you don't have a heart, if you don't start crying, because you just cannot believe, you know, how many men.
It's probably called the Normandy
You think
cemetery.
The Normandary Cemetery? We'll look it up on the break and see what's it
there
called?
It is.
The Normandy American Cemetery. American flags all over. They play taps at sunset. It's beautiful and sacred.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just amazing. Anyway, so we honor our veterans by taking care of them, even when they pass, with headstones, flags, and burial where they want to be buried, if they qualify for, you know, what what the services are, right?
Right. An example would be sometimes many people will have a plot in a private cemetery, so I help them fill out the form for that, and they can get a variety of different, whether it's a granite or marble headstone or a bronze or granite marker, mm-hmm. the flat part, or even a niche. We just ordered one for one on Monday for someone in a cemetery in just outside of Kalispell. So family members can bring in the DD-214, the death certificate, and we can make application for that as long as we have the person who runs the cemetery say that they will make sure that what they receive from the VA will be installed correctly, mm-hmm. then that will be done.
Boy, that is awesome. All right, we're up against a break. We're going to take that right now, but I think you can understand we have a lot more information coming your way.
Bi-Mart is here with everything you and your family need with our latest savings guide posted now at bi-mart.com. From all our departments throughout the store, like electronics, clothing, food and snacks, and more, Bi-Mart continues to have great deals on great products. And for your everyday essentials like coffee and snacks, Bi-Mart's got you covered to keep you going through the holiday break. Get these great deals and more in our latest savings guide, posted now at bi-mart.com.
The Northwest is full of hard workers, early risers, innovators, and extra milers. You don't back down when hardships come your way. You open your doors and get to work. That's why P1FCU Member Business Services is here to support you. We're proud to be your credit union. You keep life moving and communities united. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938.
Hi, this is Johnny Crash. Well, I taught my little nephew how to drive, drive, drive. And it's a miracle that we are both alive, still alive. He tried to drive my pickup across Upper Pack River. When they pulled us out downstream, I almost cried. I've had other accidents, but this one made me sad. It had dings and dents, and the frame was bent, and the door was smashed in bad. I got a hold of Bondo to see what he could do. Once again, Bob Anderson came through. They replaced the mirrors. They fixed that door. And I'm not even done yet. Wait, there's more.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
KSPT. KBFI. North Idaho's Radio.
All right, everybody, you are listening to the best talk in town. And if you miss any part of this program or you want to listen to it again to get these details and these phone numbers, it's available to you live streaming now, of course, but there's a recorded version that will be available at northidahoradio.com. So you can access all of our noontime programs for the recorded version. It's a lot of fun to listen. Brian Holt is our guest, Veteran Services Officer here in Bonner County. We've been talking about health benefits and how to access that and end-of-life care cemetery administration. But let's get to the central, what you for, I think, most of your requests that you handle, which is, what's it called? Benefits? Veterans Benefits.
Veteran Benefit Administration.
All right.
And deals with the benefits of different types.
All right.
Mainly, the most common would be the compensation, disability compensation. There's also a pension. The disability compensation would be if an veteran was injured or had an illness that began in the military or caused by the military, that they can file that anytime afterwards. Each claim has to involve three things. One is a current chronic condition, something, let's say that they have a sore back. The second part is something that triggered it in the military. Let's say they fell off of a Deuce-and-a-half truck that hauls things around, including people. So you've got the current chronic condition and the event that triggered it in the military. And the third thing is a link in between. What links the current condition to the military service? And the link in between can be many different types. 90% of the time, it's something in the medical records, also called service treatment records, that the veteran went into the troop medical clinic and complained of sore back because they fell off of a Deuce-and-a-half, for example. So the medical people would write that up. They would give them Motrin. They'd give them 3 weeks profile, and it'd be written in their medical records. That stays in the medical records, or at least we hope it does. Too many times, it's not there. So always encouraging people to try to get a copy of your medical records, if at all possible, as early as possible in their life. So when they get to be age of 60s and 70s and they really start having the problems, then they've got the evidence. Sometimes when the medical records are not there and it's many times not available, you can use a nexus letter. The word nexus means link, and a link or a nexus letter is written by an expert in the field, a doctor, for example, a doctor of orthopedics. And he would say, well, all the arthritis in his back, based on the MRIs, this is something that probably happened 20 years ago. And, oh, that's right, during the time when he was on active duty, he or she was on active duty. And so then that's that third link. Sometimes it's by a buddy letter or somebody who served with the veteran and says, yes, I was there with him. We served in the 1st or the 2nd Infantry. And they record what the observations are. Sometimes it can be veterans' letters that they wrote home to family, and the family were nice enough to keep those letters. Those can be used as a link, or even family members who saw the veteran before they went into service, and afterwards they noticed some changes, and their testimony can be worth an awful lot.
You know, probably of all of that, I mean, I'm gratified and I'm happy that there are various avenues that a veteran has if the record is not going to fully support. But, you know, I was just thinking while you were talking, if you're in an automobile, let's say you're rear-ended and your neck, you feel your neck snap a little bit, but you know, you don't feel that bad. You're not going to emergency. It would be wise beyond, it would be great wisdom for you to go to urgent care, go to your doctor immediately, as soon as you can, and get a record of what was happening, what happened, and if they can do an x-ray or whatever, that you have a record that down the road, when you start perhaps experiencing something more serious, you have a record that it was that accident, and their insurance is going to help pay. It's just smart.
It is smart. However, our culture, especially with guys, we do not, we want to be tough, and we won't admit that I'm okay. I can deal with it, you know, and I can use a lot of military terminology, but I'll save that for the other time of the day. Anyway, I've got spouses who will come in and say something about their husband or wife or something like that, that they don't want to, that, as you said, they feel like they're okay, but it's good to at least get it acknowledged.
Yeah, exactly. Get it on the record, and if the record gets lost, well, so be it, but get it on the record. So disability compensation is something that's chronic, something that is happening to you now, but it must be related to an injury or an event in the military that caused it.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you went through 4 years of military and really came out unscathed, And then you were a logger, and because of a logging accident, you broke your leg, and that caused you to be limping the rest of your life. Well, that wouldn't be something that you could make a claim for.
What about pensions? How do pensions work in the military?
The difference between a disability compensation and a pension is the disability compensation is related to an event in the service or illness. The pension is a current financial need-based benefit that the VA provides. And the pension for a veteran who's living, he can make an application, and there's three different levels. There's a healthy veteran, housebound veteran, or aid and attendance veteran. Aid and attendance would be somebody who needs help with at least two activities of daily living. There's an extra form that is filled out by the veteran's doctor and is submitted, and based on what the current household income is, subtracted by the out-of-pocket medical expenses, or also called non-reimbursable medical expenses, expenses that you pay for and not reimbursed, the household income minus those out-of-pocket medical expenses equals the real income. And then the real income is compared to the maximum annual pension rate for the veteran at a healthy level, housebound level, or aid and attendance level.
Does it make a difference on how many years the veteran served? I mean, if he was a 10-year vet or a 20-year vet?
Prior to 1980, all you have to do is have 90 days active duty, one day during a declared wartime period, and not a dishonorable discharge, and you can apply for the pension. So that's really a great thing. However, I've got many veterans in this area that served between 1958 and 1962, for example. They would not qualify.
The war.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or between 1976 and 1989. That's all peacetime.
Well, we don't want to pray for war. We want to pray for peace.
Right.
But the chances that you'll need the pension maybe go up if it is during wartime. Does this another front load kind of a thing that they need to know they're in the system before they go in for the chronic or the pension, you know, figure out where they're at right now and then they know what to
apply for?
That
one is not the same as the Veteran Health Administration so much. Yeah. So, but it is really key. I've talked to many veterans who I said, okay, you don't have a problem right now, but you were, for example, I just helped a spouse up in Boundary County as she asked for the help. And her husband was on Operation Castle, which if you were in the Navy at that time, you were on a ship out in the Pacific Ocean where they were learning about atomic bombs. And those sailors on the ship were exposed to that radiation, Operation Castle, and he died of cancer many, many years later. He was in his 80s, but he had the cancer for over a decade. Mm-hmm. He could have made application before that. So I'm in the process of now helping the surviving spouse get DIC, dependency and indemnity compensation, so that she would get extra assistance in her later years.
Yeah, because he is now gone
right, and
not supporting her. This is just so interesting. 208-255-5291 will get you to Brian so you can go through these details as it relates to your situation, you know, what your needs are, how old you are, where you are in your life, in the season of your life, and what you're looking for. You know, because you handle the benefit administration.
Good. Okay. That's good.
Most of your applications then are probably in those areas of pensions and disability reimbursements. Is that what most people, when they call you and they talk to you, that's what they need?
That's what they'll need, but I have all the forms on the software. It's called Vetrospect, and Idaho uses Vetrospect, so, and the county has that on Lindsay's computer, my computer, so we can help fill out those forms, make sure that they're all complete and correct, and then sent in to the VA.
So you can help them in all the areas. You focus on the benefits, but all the areas. And before we went on the air, you were saying there are about 6,000 veterans that reside in Bonner County.
Right.
How many of that, those 6,000 actually are accessing the benefits of the VA?
Well, at any given time, I probably have 100 that I am currently helping at one stage of the application process or another. And that can be stretched out months and even years in the process. But I've got files on over 2,000 veterans.
So there are veterans who are not taking advantage of some or all of the veterans' benefits that they may or may not qualify for.
I didn't know about all the benefits available until I took this job 5.5 years ago. So it's amazing. We, as much information, as many ways that the VA tries to get the information out, we just don't know because we don't know that we have the need. When we realize we have the need,
Right. Then
we are all of a sudden asking the questions. And sometimes we even ask, how come nobody ever told me? Well, we do try to tell. People don't know where to ask.
This is a message that does not condense easily. The best condensation is 208-255-5291. Give Brian a call, and he can help you figure it out. Brian, where did you serve? What branch of the military?
I was in the Army 6.5 years. I was in the infantry and flew helicopters, and then I got out of the military. My wife actually wanted me to stay in to take correspondence courses, but I went to a seminary, and then I pastored after that, but I branch transferred to the chaplaincy. So then I was in the chaplaincy for another 22 years after that.
And what branch were you a chaplain?
Army also.
Army also.
Yeah, in the reserves and National Guard.
Well, that is just awesome. Thank you for your service. And
thank you
for being a chaplain, because that's important. For people to have that kind of, the power of the gun is one thing, but the power of the Lord is another one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, we will be right back after this break.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, now with two locations to better serve the community, located on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday season. If you are thinking of buying or selling your home, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty today to see what your home is worth. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty. That's the power of blue.
Bonners Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonners Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonners Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
The holidays are a great time to shake up your gaming experience and join the winners at the Kootenai Casino in Bonners Ferry. Your December playcation starts with $59 weekday room rates and $99 weekend rates in our beautiful Kootenai Lodge. Book now and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Be sure to request these rates as they're based on availability. Then with our super progressive jackpots and daily spins, you have more chances to win holiday cash. And because winning makes you hungry, we're offering mouth-watering comfort food dinners at our Springs restaurant, all priced at just $11. Our December spa special includes an express pedicure, an anti-stress facial, and a scalp ritual for just $89. Plus, you'll receive a $20 coupon toward a January spa visit. The winning just doesn't end. Shake up your gaming experience. Treat yourself to a December playcation and call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back in. We are talking about services available to our local veterans, and Brian Holt is the Veteran Services Officer, and we haven't stumped him yet with any of our questions. I don't think we're going to. He's got it all upstairs in his database. I want to let you know he is not opening up notebooks looking this stuff up. It's all upstairs in his database. So a couple of things I want to talk about. One has to do with job assistance and housing. What's available to our veterans in that regard?
Probably the best housing assistance is the Goodwill Social Services fund that they have. I have a veteran in a cabin that is renting from me, and that worked out really well. The VA has given a grant to Goodwill to help veterans find a place to live. The challenge here in Sandpoint is that while Goodwill is doing a good job, there isn't housing available.
I know. It's a tight market, and it's an expensive market, too.
Extremely.
Yeah. How many of our veterans in Bonner County, we said there's probably about 6,000, how many of them would you estimate are homeless?
That I don't know. I'd have to get back with you. Stumped me on that.
Ooh,
one. So
I'd
have to call Goodwill and find out.
Yeah.
I refer people to the Spokane VA Medical Center Housing Assistance, the Goodwill Housing Assistance. St. Vincent de Paul also has some help.
Coeur d'Alene. And so, Spokane.
And so there, if they need help, that's the only place I can help them.
Okay, so it's a referral.
Yes.
It's the same thing with job assistance. You refer them to the Idaho Department of Labor, and they're the ones that they're equipped to handle all the job assistance stuff.
Right. Justin Offerman is the point of contact at the Idaho Department of Labor over on Ridley Village.
Yeah,
street,
exactly.
Road.
I know exactly where that is. And so, but again, even if our listeners can't remember exactly where about housing or job, if they call you, you can refer them to these other agencies that will meet those needs. So it's so important to give you a call.
Yes, I'm more than happy to do that. And Lindsay and I both have the attitude that when somebody calls, we want to get back to them that day. Many times you call somewhere and you don't get called back, days, even weeks, and they forget. But we believe in having the contact. We're there to serve.
Exactly. Another area that may fall under health would be mental health. And I think in particular suicide. It seems like we always see statistics about how vulnerable it seems some of our veterans are to suicide. Comment on that, please.
There is a national number that people will be referred to. It's 1-800-273-8255, extension 1, or press 1. So 800-273-8255, extension 1. There's also mental health help down in the Coeur d'Alene clinic and at the Spokane VA Medical Center. Building number 6 is there. If they needed some help here in the local community, if they're in the Veteran Health Administration, they can get referrals from their primary care provider to care in the community, who then can set up appointments with some counselors in this area, including Dante Rumore, who is a VA counselor. He comes up to Sandpoint once a week on Thursdays, and he operates out of the VFW on Pine Street and Division Street.
You know, two thoughts come to mind. There's that VHA 1010 easy form, get yourself front loaded into the system so you can cut through red tape when you're in need. And the other thing is the 800 number that you gave is specifically for veterans, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. I was just going to comment that, I mean, there are suicide hotlines that are very valuable, very dedicated people answering 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. But to be on a line where you're talking to someone who understands veterans, who is probably a veteran themselves, I think would be extraordinarily valuable.
It's a busy line, and it's helped save a lot of people.
Yeah. COVID has affected you to a certain extent. Tell our audience how you and your offices really have responded.
Back in March and April, we were operating remotely, and then we came back into the office in June. We stayed operating strictly out of the office until the end of November. In December, we went to working remotely again. So I'm in the office, and Lindsay gets in the office three times a week because she works for two other departments at the county. But I'm in the county one day or 2 days a week, depending upon the need, but working from home. And fortunately, because I have so many veterans, I know them, they know me. We work a lot of it over the phone and are able to do it that way.
Right. And which is what we're talking about today with phone numbers. If they have access to the internet or fax, I mean, they can get these forms. You can tell them what they're getting or what they need, and they can get the forms that way. If they don't have access to the internet or fax, then they can make arrangements to come into the office, I'm assuming, and get a copy.
They can do that. They can also call, and with the form in front of me, I'll fill in as much as I can. I will scan that form in and email it to them.
Oh, yes.
Or mail it to them so that they can see the form that they're looking at, especially in the application for pension, because there's about four different forms that have to be filled out, multiple pages. So there's a lot that needs to be covered on that. But so much of it can be handled remotely, and that keeps me very busy at home.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, 6,000 veterans, and we want to serve every one of them to have what they need. 208-255-5291. Is anything new coming in 2021 that we could know about?
You know, there's a really neat program that I just found out about 2 weeks ago. It's called Veteran Directed Care. And if you are in the Veteran Health Administration, and you have some needs at home, give me a call, because they will, if you talk to your primary care provider, they will give a referral to the VDC, Veteran Directed Care Program, and they'll send out a VDC, Veteran Directed Care Coordinator, who will help you actually hire people who can come in to help you with activities of daily living at home. There's also another program where a social worker can come out to see what needs you have and actually hire Area on Aging to send somebody in to help, whether it's 3 hours a week or maybe even 30 hours a week, depending upon the physical need, especially if it's service-connected. The VA helps with those.
You know, that is so exciting. There really is a network. I don't even want to say safety network. It's a lot more than that. It's not like at the last instant. I mean, there's just a network of available services either directly through VA or that can be referred to through the VA. So, Brian Holt, thank you so much for what you do, and we'll definitely have you back and sort more of this stuff out for our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
All right. That's the program today. Again, thank you to Brian Holt for being with us and for your service in the military and veterans. And folks, you can call 208-255-5291. That number gets you to Brian for all your questions that we didn't get to today. And next week is going to be very interesting and I think a lot of fun. Many of you already know about the farm in Sago called Makers Long Acres. If not, then it will be my pleasure to introduce you to this family and their farm. They sell pork. They have rare breeds of hogs that produce tasty food for you. And, you know, one of my questions, I've already written it down, you know, if pigs are so smart, what are some of the shenanigans those pigs can get up to on the farm? I think you'll have fun listening to that answer. And so until then, this is Barbara saying, take care, make it a happy new year, and be blessed.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.